go get your blessing, because it's your time. Today is December 26th, and I hope that everyone has had a great Christmas on yesterday. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. It's Hot Breakfast for Your Soul, and we're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective. This is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. And our topic for today is value yourself. Value yourself. Stop making people a priority when they only see you as an option. Our scripture for this morning is coming from the book of Matthew 26, verses 38 through 40. While you're getting your word ready, I encourage you to go to our website at filledfire.com. You can learn more about the ministry, me, our last 100 days, remove all clutter, countdown, and our new surprise is coming out at the end of this week. So that's www.feelfire.com, feeldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to Matthew 26, 38 through 40, and I'm reading from the KJV. Then saith he, meaning Jesus, unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry, or wait ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch or tarry or wait with me 1 hour? Our topic for today is value yourself. Stop making people a priority who only see you as an option. I also want to welcome all of our listeners and callers this morning. As we are winding up this Christmas season and going down into a new year, 2017, we got to begin to get some things in order. In other words, we have to begin to set some priorities. And part of setting priorities is beginning to understand who, what, where, when, and how your priorities should be arranged so that you are not spinning your wheels, giving your quality time, your quality peace of mind, your joy and priority to people who only reach out to you, only see you, only need you, only use you as an option. In other words, when it benefits them. So we saw in that scripture today that Jesus was sorrowful unto death. We're coming up to the time of his crucifixion in that word. And he had with him some of his disciples that he'd taken with him as he was going out to pray and really lay himself out to the Lord. Listen at what that scripture said. He was sorrowful unto death. And he was saying to his Father, if it be possible, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Well, after he finished praying, sweating, you know, bearing the burden of the whole world, including those disciples, he went back to them to find them asleep. So he asked them incredulously, could you not even stay awake? Could you not even wait with me 1 hour? Don't make people a priority who only see in you as an option. So I'm going to give you just a few ways, because remember, the Morning Motivation Broadcast is only 15 minutes, that you can begin to get your priorities in order during this last week of 2016. Number one, clean up your house. Clean up your house. Look around you in your house and see who's in there. Are these people who make you a priority, who reciprocate all that you do for them, who appreciate the extra hours that you work or the extra hours that you're cooking, the extra hours that you're praying for them, interceding for them? Or are these people who only are there for what you can do for them? Are these those people who can't even tarry or wait with you 1 hour when you need some help? Clean up your house. Who's in there? is it grown people? And I know I'm just talking, not even using all my best English. I just want to put it out there today like I feel it. Do you have grown people in your house who are 25, 35, 45 years old who should have been out on their own? Clean up your house. Do you have your adult children who come by every day to eat your food, but they won't even wash the dishes? They won't even sweep a floor after you've worked all day. Clean up your house. Do you have friends who come and lounge around all day with nothing but toxicity, negativity, and gossip? Clean up your house. Number two, clean up your phone. Oh, that's a good one. Clean up that cell phone. Go through it today and begin to delete the people who only reach out to you when they need something. Don't see you as beneficial unless it's to them. They'll call you at 2 a.m., but if you call them at 2 a.m., you get ignored. They'll call you five times a day to borrow money, to tell you to pray for them, to talk about what's going on in their lives. But God forbid you need 10 minutes to tell them about what's going on in yours. Yeah, begin to clean up your phone. Those gossipers, those rumor mills, those dogs that bring a bone and carry a bone, those people who are only in your business and in your life for nothing good, and then those people whom you haven't even talked to the whole year. Clean up your phone. This is good teaching. Then clean up your social media, your Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I don't know all of them, but you guys know all of them. Your Pinterest, your Tumblr. Clean up your social media. Look at who your friends are and what are they there for? Who's following you and who are you following? Is it increasing the productivity, the blessings, the positivity? Is it edifying to have these people as friends? Or are you ashamed when they post stuff on their page because your friends see it? All of their cuss words and their nude pictures and all of these things that you don't want any of your other friends to see. Clean up your social media, because at this point, you're beginning to stop making people a priority who only see you as an option. They only want to talk to you when it's time for them to sell something on social media. Then I want you to clean up your charity bank account. Oh, I like that one. Clean up your charity bank account. Now, I know you didn't know you had one, but your charity bank account is that bank account which could be in your wallet, your purse, your credit card, your petty cash at home, wherein you're giving out so much to help everybody else, but you can't pay your own bills. Everybody feels that because you're a Christian or you're a nice person that you can be a doormat. They can ask you for things all the time. They never care if they pay you back. They don't even show any kind of deference to you and explain why they can't pay you back at that particular moment. Clean up your charity bank account. And then last but not least, clean up your spirit. Get your mind right. Get all this toxicity out, all of the hurt, the old baggage, the anger, everyone who's done you wrong. Clean it up this year, because now you're ready to set some priorities. You done cleaned your house up, cleaned your phone up, cleaned your social media, cleaned your charity giving, and cleaned your spirit. Stop making people a priority who only see you as an option. I only have time for maybe one or two prayer requests or comments today. If there's anyone who wants to make a comment or has a prayer request, press 1 on your phone and I'll bring you on air now. You do not have to say your name. And while we're waiting to see if anyone has a comment, everyone just begin to praise God right now, wherever you are. Let's see, I have one comment. This is the last four numbers of your phone number are 1288. 1288. Praise the Lord and welcome to Morning Motivation. How can I help you today?
Thanks for having me. Do you have any advice for a young man or for young men in general?
About prioritizing their lives?
Yes, about prioritizing your life.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I do. Thank you so much. For the young men, the first thing I'll say is value yourself. You cannot value anybody else more than you respect or prioritize yourself, because how you treat yourself, how you see yourself will be reflected into how you treat others and how you allow others to treat you. For example, If you see yourself as a confident, purposed young man of God, someone who has anointing on his life and who's valuable and what he says is confident, then you will be careful of how you treat others because you don't want that to be impacted in the future. You won't post videos or pictures of yourself on social media carrying guns, drinking 40s or having your pants falling all the way down. You won't post pictures of yourself smoking drugs. You won't post pictures of yourself with 5 and 10 young ladies. Why? Because as you're trying to go to college, as you go to apply for a job, you understand that now colleges and employers, they look up your social media. They Google you to find everything they can. And that's not what you want to show. By the same token, you also will you will filter whom you allow into your life because you'll pay attention to how they treat you. I am a strong proponent of telling people that you teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to treat you based on how you treat yourself, how you carry yourself, how you respect yourself. If you carry yourself as respectful, people understand that they can't approach you in any kind of way. So I just say to you, value yourself. Know who you are. Don't allow people into your life who are not willing to be consistent with that value. I'm sorry, I don't have time to take any more calls right now, but we're getting ready to go into our prayer. I want everybody in your own home, your own car, wherever you are this morning, let's just begin to go into prayer. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you because you brought us all the way down through 2016. In just a few days, we'll be going into another year, and we would not have made it if it had not been for you, for your blessings, your mercy, your goodness, your sovereignty, Father, for your grace and your forgiveness. So we ask today that you would help us to value ourselves. Help us to see ourselves as you see us. Help us, Lord God, to realize that we are the head and not the tail. We are able to lend and not borrow. We are above and not beneath. We are exceeding abundant receivers of your grace and mercy. So, Lord, give us discernment to prioritize people on places and things appropriately, to filter those people, places, and things that are coming into our lives. And Lord, where they bring us no goodness, where they bring us no joy, where they bring us no inspiration, where they bring no edification, where they bring no positivity, to put them in their rightful place, including if that place is no longer in our lives. Help us, Lord, to value ourselves because we are a royal. We're a holy nation and peculiar people. We're called out by you and purposed by you for the best. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Remember, this is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. It's Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join in by dialing 323-870-4180. Most importantly, go to the website. All of this information is there for you on feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Until tomorrow, remember to value yourself. Stop making people a priority who only see you as an option. Go get your grace. Yes.
There is power.
There's power
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to break
chains. There is power in the name
of
Jesus.
We are ready.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
You're going to value yourself.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
I love you.
Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every